All right, TJ. After last time, I think we need something more grounded, something more stable, and something a little bit more...
Ah! Oh, what was that?
I don't know. Someone threw a DVD at me.
Wait. Is that Dean Cain?
Was that Dean Cain? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Attention shoppers, today's 69 cent special is a two-pack.
TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
Intro. We're free of Cayenne!
We are free from its prison.
We're gonna burn those tapes!
Oh, we might live stream burning those tapes.
Fuck those, dude. They're so bad. But you know what? Shoppers,
welcome to 69 Cent Special. I am Kevin Smith.
I'm TJ Cole, and we all survived it, so we all deserve a little candy. And we have candy today in the form of a DVD we found at a Goodwill called Future Sport.
Is that Dean Cain?
Oh, I think that's Dean Cain.
Dean Cain's in this.
Dean Cain has front billing next to Vanessa A. Williams.
With a special guest appearance
I think he's
by
just,
Wesley Snipes.
I assume he's just going to have his face photoshopped on someone else's body. That's what I'm going to assume.
This is a movie.
Something we haven't done in a while.
With a goddamn special guest appearance credit.
Right?
Wesley Snipes. And... Oh, Jesus Christ. Is that Dean Cain?
Wow, I think that's Dean Cain. Look at him. Yeah, that's definitely a Dean of the Cain variety.
Tell me about this movie, TJ.
All right.
First, tell me about the front.
I'm going to tell you about the front. So, we've got... I think that's Dean Cain.
Okay.
We've got Vanessa... Oh, Vanessa L. Williams. I said Vanessa O. Williams. My bad. Vanessa
L. Williams.
Oh, I
thought you were saying, like, Vanessa L. Williams.
No. L. Williams? And, no, Vanessa L. Williams, and then probably... Wesley Snipes.
That is definitely Wesley Snipes.
Organized sport. Blood sport.
Oh.
Future sport.
Ah!
It says sport three times.
Sport.
In 2025. That's coming up. It's only
Oh, fuck. We got an apocalypse to go through.
It's only 6 years away. I mean, we're not going to be surviving. In 2025, a revolutionary sport is the only way to stop a revolution.
Wow.
Is this like a take on like Blood Bowl?
I think it's more a take on, like, what's that,
Blood Bowl?
What's that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? Marathon Man?
Twins.
Junior.
Yeah.
No, the one where he has, where, like, it's the murder sport.
I have no clue.
I think that's Marathon Man.
I think so. I'm going to take your word on it. Oh, this has never before seen footage.
No one's ever watched this movie.
No one has ever seen this movie before. I like that they put a screenshot of the menu on the back.
That is 100%. Also, Dean Cain's eyes are so blue in that menu.
Right?
So are Vanessa L. Williams's.
They really pumped up the
eye blue.
You
cannot see Wesley Snipes' eyes.
Nah, he's probably drunk.
Sunglasses.
He looks kind of like Whoopi Goldberg in the second
That's
second
very
shot.
Mean to both Wesley Snipes and Whoopi Goldberg.
I know, but it's just the same hair. Dean Cain has a stupid haircut.
Whoa.
And then,
Dean Cain's in this?
I know, right? I didn't expect that after seeing his face on the front.
All right.
In 2025, future sport is the organized sport of the planet.
Hold on.
Sorry.
They couldn't come up with a better name.
I know,
than
right?
Future sport?
Yeah, they could have called it like laser ball.
They could have called it fucking Gymkata.
Death bowl. Because it looks like it's in a bowl.
Crunge.
Slam handle.
Fun.
Fuckween. Ooh. Cramulin.
Baseball.
Bowling.
Karate self defense.
Baseball.
Bullying.
Baseball. Oh, sorry, I forgot to read the big red text on the back.
Oh,
playtime is over.
Playtime's over.
Playtime's over.
Aw, poor Dean Cain.
But someone else is getting organized, and their game is war.
Oh.
Now, superstar athlete Trey Ramsey, that's a stupid name, because it's spelled stupid.
We've
spelled T-R-E,
Uh-huh.
R-A-M-Z-E-Y. Trey Ramsey. Or Tree Ramsey. I don't know.
Or Trey Ramsey.
Trey Ramsey has more than the weight of his overinflated ego to carry.
Okay, I'm glad they said ego.
Yeah.
More than the weight of his overinflated penis.
He's in this game on behalf of the world. Dean Cain and Vanessa L. Williams star and Wesley Snipes makes a special guest appearance in this highly original...
What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know. In this highly original turbocharged sci-fi thrill ride. If you have to describe your movie as highly original...
That means it's shitty.
It's not original.
Or it's so original that you didn't have time to think through any of your ideas.
See, this is a disc, though, that is one of those double-sided discs, and one side's full screen, and one side is the correct way to watch movies.
Mm-hmm. That is to say...
Widescreen.
Picture in picture.
You're absolutely right. Interactive menus. Language. English stereo.
I love when one of the special features is interactive menus. You don't see that anymore.
See, not as good as the BOA interactive menu, though.
No, because it doesn't open with a goddamn snake eating
and it doesn't get
the
constricted
screen.
When you play the movie.
Well, we don't know that yet.
That's true. It could get sucked into a future sport. Subtitles: English, Spanish, Portuguese, Chinese, Korean, and Thai.
Wow.
Not French. Interesting.
Yeah, did this not come out in Canada?
I have no idea.
Canada?
This was New Star Media, Amun-Ra Films. Oh, visit our website at cthv.com.
You got it.
Approximately 90 minutes. It's a nice, tight movie.
Oh, God. Dude.
Don't worry. This is printed in the USA.
Chrome, please.
New Star Television.
Sorry, could I get that website one more time?
Oh, yeah. CTHV.com.
Continue.
It says New Star Television. Is this a made-for-TV movie?
Yeah, very well might be. Do you want to know where CTHV.com takes you now?
Yeah.
SonyPictures.com/movies.
Okay. Sony must have bought them. Oh, this is a Columbia Pictures, it looks like.
Yeah, I think... Sony bought Columbia.
Got it. Oh, okay. Starring Dean Cain and Vanessa L. Williams. Special guest appearance by Wesley Snipes as Fix, with two X's.
Yeah, that's also on the cover.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, as Fix. I didn't even see that.
Yeah, because it blends in with the light.
It blends in with the highlight on his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel Shane, Adrian Hughes, and Bill Smitrovich as coach something I can't read under the sticker. Music by Stuart Copeland. That sounds familiar.
There we are.
Oh, you got the website. Oh, Wesley Snipes was an executive producer.
I have good news.
Yeah.
First of all, the title of the movie on IMDb is Future Sport.
One word.
One word.
Yep.
It
is one word on the back here, too.
Hey, TJ.
Yeah?
What's 10... Sorry. What's point zero... Oh, fuck.
You got this. Math.
All right. What's 10% of the pot number?
42.
What's 10% of that?
4.2.
That's what this has on IMDb.
Hey!
Could you see why my brain was like, how do I get to that number?
Ooh.
What's 1/100th?
4.2. Okay, that makes me really excited.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh.
I'm trying to find trivia.
It's below a 5. That makes me happy.
Oh, there is trivia here.
Jonathan Freeman.
There's exactly one fun trivia.
Yeah?
Oh, no, there's one fun.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's one review. Never
what?
Mind.
Oh, okay.
Trivia. Okay, there's 4 bits of trivia.
Okay. Are any of them spoilers? Because I don't want any spoilers for Future Sport.
No.
No?
Okay, there's one.
Okay.
There's one.
One spoiler?
One spoiler, and it's the last one, so I'm not going to read it.
Okay, good.
So the first three.
I want to be a Future Sport virgin going into this.
The lead actors started a company designed to bring the game of Future Sport to the 1999 Christmas market.
Oh my God.
I do not know how valid that is. Do not quote me.
That sounds amazing, though.
The film takes place in 2025.
Good fun fact, you moron.
Good trivia. Dean Cain suffered from severe chronophobia during filming.
Chronophobia?
The fear of time?
Fear of time?
Dean time?
Well, Cain time, Cain?
Dean time? Dean time.
Let's see.
Country of origin, Canada. Why the fuck doesn't this have French subtitles?
Chronophobia. Anxiety over the passage of time. Okay. That's weird.
Weird.
Was it taking too long to film?
The director is Ernest R. Dickerson. Who's no... Oh, okay. He did cinematography on Do the Right Thing, which is a very good movie.
Okay.
He directed 4 years of The Walking Dead.
Don't care.
Cinematography on Malcolm X.
Okay. This is rated R, by the way.
He directed The Purge 2018.
Was that a reboot?
I think that's the show.
There's a show?
Yeah, I think they're doing a show.
Ah, oh, boy.
He might have just done one episode.
Yeah, beans. I just like that on the front cover, we have a dude with an unspecified haircut in football pads over a shirt, shin guards, what I assume is a hoverboard, and a stupid stick-looking thing.
This is a TV movie.
This one?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I noticed because the only thing the director of this has ever directed are TV.
I'm excited. I'm ready to get the taste of cayenne washed out of my brain.
I forgot that we had watched the cayenne tapes.
I'm sorry.
I was blissfully... Okay. What do we expect from future sport?
Dean Cain.
Wait. He's in this?
You're absolutely right. He's in this.
He held up the DVD case so that Dean Cain was looking directly into my eyes.
I keep forgetting he's on the cover.
I keep forgetting he's in this.
Right? Balls and a stupid, stupid sport.
Okay. So, I think it's going to have at least one scene where Wesley Snipes says a one-liner and it cuts away to them being in the sport.
Ah.
But in the background, Wesley Snipes is helping them cheat.
Oh, that's in-depth and I like it.
Mm-hmm. I expect that to happen. I also expect some vague racism at some point, but not towards Wesley Snipes.
This was 1999, it looks like?
Eight.
Yes.
1998 is when the TV movie came out. I don't know when the DVD came out.
99.
Probably 99.
Yeah. This package authorized for sale in the U.S. and Canada and their territories.
Then why
isn't there French?
No French. Now, granted, I don't miss French.
No.
It's just weird that it's not there.
Yeah, especially if this is Canadian. You'd think that French
Canadian.
Canadian. All right. What else? Okay.
I expect there to be surprisingly good cinematography.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't tell either way.
Well, the director did the cinematography on Do the Right Thing, and that was a great movie.
Okay. Let's see. I expect interactive menus.
Ooh. All we've seen of the menu so far is a static screen, though.
It's just the DVD cover with text on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what Vanessa L. Williams will do. I can't tell what she is. I know Dean Cain will be...
I predict that Vanessa L. Williams is going to throw at least two kicks.
Ooh.
Two kicks are going to be thrown.
I like mm-hmm. Two Kick Williams.
Vanessa... Two kicks, L. Williams.
I expect that playtime will be over.
Mm-hmm.
And that I feel like this is going to be the sports equivalent of the X Games, but really stupid. Don't say you mean the X Games, because the X Games are fucking rad.
I think it's going to be the X Games meets G Gundam.
Ooh.
They replaced
war. Oh, is that where the big racism comes in?
Maybe.
Got it, because it's the world's sport. So you have like stereotypical Team Russia,
right.
Stereotypical Team Japan, stereotypical team China, Mexico. Stereotypical Team Mexico.
Stereotypical Team Cayenne Pepper. No,
What was that?
No, sorry.
Oh my God. I thought we were free of it.
We were. We are.
This will cleanse us. This is our tincture.
Keep moving.
Hey, Dean Cain.
Dean Cain. We replaced one hell with another.
I'm excited, though. 4.2?
4.2 is right in the fucking Gucci zone.
Right in the gooch.
It's right in the gooch zone.
I'm ecstatic.
That zone is Gucci, baby.
A made-for-TV movie. I'm expecting a lot of cheese.
Oh, there's going to be cheese.
I expect dumb costumes.
I think the costumes that they wear when they're walking around normally are going to be kind of cool.
Okay.
But I can already see the costumes on the back when they're playing this
future
sport.
They're in rollerblades.
They're in rollerblades. And it don't get much more jazz pattern than fucking rollerblades, boys.
Let's just fucking, let's start this.
Let's future this sport.
Let's future this sport.
Y'all ready for this?
Yours.
Welcome back.
Hi.
We just watched Future Sport.
It was fucking awesome.
We needed that. That.
We needed that desperately.
Some people do a cayenne pepper cleanse, but you know what? We cleanse from cayenne pepper with goddamn Dean Cain.
We got a little Dean Cain tincture. Saved us from death. We were bleeding out of our souls.
I did a rough calculation on what percentage of that movie was just Wesley Snipes?
The special guest appearance of
Wesley
Snipes? Yeah, it
was 98% of the film.
He was in 98% of the film. He was a major...
He was in the movie more than Vanessa L. Williams.
He was
almost in the movie more than Dean Cain.
Almost. He was more important to the plot, in my opinion.
Than all of them.
Yes. Like, Dean Cain and Vanessa L. Williams were both important. They were like central characters.
It's definitely Dean Cain's movie.
What's up?
It's definitely Dean Cain's movie. He's definitely the protagonist.
Yes.
Stuff he's doing is driving the plot forward. But Wesley Snipes is secretly pulling a lot of strings.
He's pulling a lot of the strings.
And also he's the coolest goddamn character.
He's fucking awesome. Not Dean Cain. Wesley Snipes with a Jamaican accent.
Yeah. For whatever reason, Wesley Snipes in this movie has a Jamaican accent.
An okay one. It's pretty okay.
Yeah. You can tell the entire time he gives negative shits.
He gives no fuck. He's in this for the fun.
Yeah, he's doing this because Dean Cain personally asked him, "Hey, Wesley Snipes, my good personal friend, Wesley Snipes, would you like to be in this movie, Wesley Snipes?" And Wesley Snipes is like, "Why did you say my name like three times in one sentence?" And then he signed the contract.
Oh, while saying, "Why did you say my name three times?"
Yeah.
He signed it. So... we launch this fucking brilliant movie off with something I've forgotten. What happened?
So we start off building up towards this big championship game of future sport.
Yes. First of all, they could have called it skateball.
Zap ball.
Blade cross. Crossfire.
Air stick.
Violent sport.
Blood. Just blood.
Joust ball. Ramp fly.
Extreme ski ball.
It was extreme ski ball.
The basic premise of the game of
The basic idea of future sport.
There's an electrified ball that becomes electrified after it is held by one person for 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The idea being you have to pass it.
Mm-hmm. Like Ultimate Frisbee.
Like Ultimate Frisbee, except with devastating consequences.
Mm-hmm. Pain.
And you have to throw it through a hoop.
Like a funnel.
Yeah, it's a funnel. It's like it's about the size of like the ball.
Yeah.
So it's not that easy.
No.
Although I don't think we ever see a single miss.
No. We only see blocks.
Yeah, we see blocks. We
so apparently all these fucking future sport players are hyper accurate.
I mean, they are at the top of their game.
Top of the game. It's the most popular sport in the world.
It is.
It's overtaken football. And by football, I mean soccer.
Both footballs.
Yeah. Hand egg and football.
Because America likes it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's impressive.
If America likes a new sport, it's better than the XFL for sure.
Oh, hello. Percent.
Some players are on hoverboards, and they are called flyers, and mm-hmm. some are not, and they are not called anything.
Nope.
Because we don't get a full description.
There was like a 2-second screen that listed two teams that were playing each other mm-hmm. and their positions, but I missed it.
Some players have sticks.
Yep. They're
and
like
they
defenders.
Function like Quidditch beaters.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like if Quidditch and...
The X Games had a baby.
Yeah, if Quidditch and the X Games had a child, and that child took place in a future version of 2025.
Where Chelsea Clinton is the president.
That's a spoiler.
I know, I'm sorry. But it was
It was amazing. A good pull.
That was fucking...
Because like at the time, I think...
99...
I think Bill was still in.
That was the end of the Clinton era, I believe.
Right, yeah. So like... They were like, ah, we'll make a joke that another Clinton's in the office, but then we'll swerve him.
Oh, it's Chelsea.
It's not not Hillary.
No.
Who you would expect.
Right.
It's Chelsea.
Ha ha.
Ha ha, we got you.
We got them.
We got them good.
Got them.
But we're getting ready for this game, and Dean Cain, I think he's in this movie.
Is
yes.
that Dean Cain? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Dean
you're
Cain
right.
is, in fact, in this movie.
Yeah.
He's having sex with his girlfriend at the time.
What was her name? Isabel? No.
No, not Isabel. She's a sweetie. Lorelai.
Lorelai.
Played by Michaela J.
Who is Isabel? Oh, Isabel, you're talking Smash, aren't you?
Yes.
Damn it.
She's got a fishing pole, and she's better than you. Yeah, so
no.
He's having sex with his celebrity girlfriend, Lorelai. They bring up something called... popularity indexes.
Yeah.
Indexes.
Which I guess indices. Is like a social score.
Yeah. It's thing. Basically how many followers you have on Facebook.
Yeah.
So
divided by 1,000.
They kind of got that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
closer, I think close. No. Yeah. No, I think it's just like social media following.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because it's nothing like China's like social credit.
No.
Thing, that's a lot more weight bearing.
And also, like, that technically has like values associated with it. This is just how popular you are.
Yeah.
Whether or not those values are tabulated well or
it's,
should
it's
be tabulated.
It's a black box and an enigma.
Anyway, during this point, Dean Cain does say PI index, which
fucking
pissed me right the hell off.
Fucking he's a cocky dick.
He's a cocky dick the whole movie.
Because he was an NBA star.
He was an NBA rookie.
And was like the
like
top rookie
of the year.
Yeah. The year that the NBA fell apart due to like
it was point shaving.
Game fixing scandals.
Yeah. And they were fixing points by ensuring that the other team could not make their point spread.
Yeah, it was something.
I literally looked it up, and that's what it is.
And so after the NBA dissolved, which sure,
not going to happen over one fucking scandal.
No, it would take several. But
even then, like. Baseball's had a lot of scandals.
Oh, yeah, and it's still going strong, but they tend to be individual people rather.
Football's had a lot of scandals.
Football is a scandal. And no, hand egg is a scandal, yeah.
Well, football also.
Well, that's true, yeah. The FIFA.
FIFA.
Yeah.
FIFA World Cap.
World Capstan.
But, yeah, so NBA got dissolved. Our man, Ramsey, Trey Ramsey.
Trey Pharaoh Ramsey.
Get it? Like Ramses.
Ah.
Any object, big or small, it grabs, fits, and lifts them all.
So, yeah.
So, Dean Cain.
Trey, what was his full name?
Trey Ramsey.
No, his full first name.
Trezme.
Trezme. Ooh la la. Ladies and gentlemen, madames and messieurs.
I do not have his full name here. I'm going to say
Trickle Down Economics Ramsey.
Yes, that's his full name.
Gordon Ramsey.
We're gonna call him Ramsey.
Okay.
Or Trey. We're gonna call him Trey.
Trey.
We're gonna call
him Trey. Dean Cain. Is
or
that Dean Cain?
That's Dean Cain. That's right? Dean Cain.
Yeah, I think that's Dean Cain.
Now that I check, yep.
Yep.
Indeed Dean Cain.
So he's
indeed Cain.
So he's
given her his Dean Cain.
Yep.
He's
giving her the Ween Cane.
But then she's like, if you lose this game, you will be less popular and I will have to break up with you. And he's like, that's fair.
Yeah.
He goes down to like meet the fans or whatever.
And have an interview.
And have an interview with Vanessa L. Williams.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember her name.
Vanessa L. Williams.
Well, yeah, but I mean the character. Alex.
Alex. Yeah. You did it. You got a name right.
Alex.
I'm going to challenge you later to remember Wesley Snipes' character's first name.
Oh, shit.
You have until I ask. You have until I ask to remember any part of his name.
I will not remember it. At all.
So
crunchiless.
Right before he gets down there, Alex is actually interviewing Wesley Snipes' character, which is named
Mr. Fix.
Fix is his last name.
I know. I don't remember his first name.
OBK.
OBK!
Yeah. OBK Fix. He's the guy that
invented future sport. Yeah. He invented it as a way for rival gangs to
compete
over territory without hurting each other, without hurting like fights.
Which, you know? If I might say so, is literally the plot of G Gundam. So guess who's right, bitches?
Eat my robot dick.
Eat my robot's dick.
Take that, capitalism. I don't know.
Take that pipe and smoke it.
Take this job and smoke it. So she's interviewing him, and then
Dean Cain comes down. The elevator, and
the cockiest, smuggiest.
Well, the whole crowd turns to him, and he has to, and the interview has to switch to him
because
of
the ratings.
Because of the ratings.
And at this point, OBK is basically like, or Mr. Fix is basically like, I didn't want future sport to become like big pro money stuff.
And yet, here we are.
Yep.
Apparently, Dean Cain and Fix know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Dean Cain learned street ball from OBK.
Right.
Because after the NBA, he went down to the down zones.
Or he grew up in the down zones. Or he grew up in the down zones. Place.
And learned.
Yeah.
He played a lot of...
They played it in, like, skate parks?
Yeah.
Which seems weird, considering the fact that such a huge part of the game as we know it in the movie is based around the electric ball.
Yeah.
And can you do an electric ball like that?
Have you ever used a zapper? Maybe you just use one of those clown zappers. You just have to go off after 5 seconds.
Why would an NES light gun help me play this game?
So you can pretend to shoot someone and get your anger out, but you're not actually hurting them.
Mm-mm. And then it's painted orange so that cops don't shoot you.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that was a bad joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Enjoy it. Take it in.
So... we get this whole sense... By the way, this is all taking place over the course of, like, 3 minutes.
The intro to this movie flies.
It goes at a breakneck pace.
It is at full early 2000s speed.
Yeah.
Just, like...
This shit...
Pedal to the metal.
We got a lot of movie to get through, people. Chop, chop.
Right? So, he goes downstairs. Then there's this group called the HLO, or HLO, for the Hawaiian Liberation... Offensive. I don't know, something like
maybe
that.
Offensive.
Something like that.
Basically, they want Hawaii to be liberated from American control,
from the North American Alliance.
Yeah, which weird.
I don't know what that is. Because there's the North American Alliance and the Pacific Coalition.
Yes.
The Con. They called it the Con, right? Confederacy?
Commonwealth.
Yeah.
Pan-Pacific Commonwealth. So those are the two, like, clashing, like, political forces in this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, weirdly, you picked Hawaii?
I know. Well, it's kind of, like, in between the two.
Sure. No. I mean, like, the writers
of the movie. Yeah.
Weird that they picked it.
Mm-hmm.
If it were me... Uh-huh. In America's situation, just give them Hawaii.
Yeah. They didn't really explain why.
Yeah. Other than they want to be free from the colonial rule. And I'm like, yeah, you know.
Or why the Com wanted Hawaii. It's like, is there something important there? Is that where Goldar is? I don't know.
Could Goldar be there?
Yeah. Or Zordon? We got to get the Power Rangers?
We're not really given a huge reason...
We're not giving a lot of...
These guys are supposed to be the IRA.
Yeah, we're not giving a lot of geopolitical...
hoo-ha.
World building.
Not a whole lot.
But they come down, they start, like, shooting their guns in the air.
And they're like, we're here to capture Trey...
And Alex. For
crimes against Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah, specifically.
The Kingdom of Hawaii.
They never elaborate on that. I think it was just bullshit.
They just wanted
to kill them.
Again, these guys are supposed to be the IRA, and at the time, the IRA was seen as the bad guy.
But then, They are thwarted.
They are thwarted by this G.I. Joe-ass, future sport, star player of the Xanarkand Abes-ass plan.
Right.
Where they use their sports equipment to beat these terrorists.
Right.
And it's like, oh, it's this kind of movie.
Hell yeah, it is.
Hell yeah, brother.
And also, side note, important side plot, or not side plot, important plot point. Alex and star player of the Xanarkand Abes, Gordon Ramsay.
Trey.
Had a relationship before.
Yes.
And she had broken up with him.
According to her, according to him, he broke up with her.
You know, the stees.
This is where we start to see a whole lot of the Dean Cain, I'm too charming to be mad at me smile.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he oozes it.
The dude's got like 25,000 charisma.
He's incredible. He's incredible. So we go on from that. Do we go into the game?
I think we go straight into the game from here.
Yeah.
The enemy team has...
The Berlin Griffins.
Griffins, yeah.
They have Becker, who's important later in the movie.
Yeah, he's the smart...
He's like the smarmy
captain. Smarmy asshole.
He's
that, like
the star player on that team.
In like a skiing movie, he's the guy who's like... Parents like own the skiing lodge.
He's like the guy from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, we all know the guy.
Yeah, Shooter McGavin.
The bad guy in every sports movie.
Yeah, and then we see
there's also Kano on that fucking team.
Fucking metal plate on the head.
Australian. He's got a metal plate
gate over one of his eyes, like fucking jail bars.
Yeah,
I don't know what that was about.
He looks like if one of Biff's gang from.
Cyberpunk version.
Sorry,
of one
Griff's
of
them. Gang from Back to the Future Part 2.
Okay. What, cyberpunk?
Well, that Back to the Future Part 2 is pretty cyberpunk.
Oh. I haven't seen Part 2.
It's good. It's very dark.
Oh.
Surprisingly. Because the first one isn't that dark, and the third one's
is
a
that
cartoon.
The one where, like, Tetsuo turns into a giant fetus?
That's Akira.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought I saw...
Is Dean Cain in that one? Actually,
no, but Johnny Young Bosch is anyway.
Actually, a tough question for the American dub.
Yeah, no, it was Johnny Young Bosch.
Could Dean Cain have been in that movie?
Oh, though? Hell yeah, dude! Hell yeah, dad!
Hell yeah, dad!
Hell yeah, dude!
So
we play some future sport.
We play some future sport, and we don't understand a goddamn thing that's happening.
No, it's going 800 miles per hour at this point.
Long
story short, Dean Cain's ego.
He's a ball hog. He's Kobe.
Because there's this. I forgot her name, but like Asian girl with eye patch.
Oh.
What was her character's name? But she's constantly... Jet? Yeah, she's constantly like, I'm open. And he's like, nah, I'm going to get the points. Oh, and that ends up losing the game because he goes for a score when she was open and he gets they block him. And this was the big championship game. And they lose. And the ripples are... fucking what's her face? Goddamn Shania Twain. What was his girlfriend's name?
Lorelai.
Lorelai. She breaks up with him.
Because he lost.
Because he lost. His whole goal was if he won, he would propose to her
at the celebration party.
But they lost.
And she's like, "You're not gonna have another season
because you're not popular enough for me to marry."
And he's like, "Bullshit! I didn't hurt you."
Yeah.
Just I did
little
not.
Chicken.
We can't do that again.
Damn it. Okay. And then, so he goes back home.
He goes back home. He has a Jarvis.
He has a Jarvis.
He gets a bunch of messages about how much he sucks.
There was one with titties.
There was one
with... Oh, it was Becker.
Yeah, Becker's message had him with two topless ladies.
Topless lasses.
Not one, but four naked breasts.
Four nips.
Those are the only four breasts in this movie.
I know.
And
I was expecting a little more, but you did point out it was on TV.
It was a TV movie.
That must have been cut.
Yeah.
Or censored.
Probably.
Yeah.
They probably blurred it.
Yeah. Or just cut it because it was completely inconsequential, honestly.
Completely useless scene.
I think that was the never-before-seen footage.
Yeah, maybe.
I think those toddies were the never-before-seen toddies.
Very possible.
Yeah. So he's all blah, blah,
blah.
Oh, wow,
there's a huge spoiler on the back.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't notice that before. You're right.
Yeah, that's a huge spoiler.
And then... What happens?
He also gets one from Alex telling him to meet...
him in the down zone.
Meet her in the down zone.
Yeah.
Because she references, like, some fucking score that he had at one point.
Yeah.
He goes down there and she talks to him about the whole Hawaiian situation.
And they're spying on him with a robot spider.
Robot spider that looks like it's made of a Logitech mouse and some pipe cleaners.
Oh, absolutely. But in CG.
Yeah, right. But it's not.
Right.
It's made of computer.
Right. Absolutely.
It's made of ones and zeros.
Unos and ceros. Oh, side note.
Hey.
Lots of foreign slang.
Lots of foreign slang.
So I think the whole idea was like, oh, all the cultures are mixing because it's a future.
Right, but it's stupid.
But it's stupid. Where it's like if you've ever talked to someone who's a weeb and they just replace English words with Japanese words.
They literally,
it's like that, but with lots of other languages.
They literally say baka.
Yes. Like a bunch of bakas.
Four times.
It's like, fuck you. Fuck you. That's dumb.
At one person, one guy calls a situation baka.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, the situation's idiot, huh?
Yep.
I get that you meant stupid.
Oh, sure, sure. And words can change meaning.
Sure, they can, absolutely.
But goddamn, it felt so
unnatural.
At one point,
another character calls two other characters having machismo as like...
Oh, a bunch of masculine bushido?
Yeah, which, not what that meant.
Yeah, I was like, a code of honor?
It's not the same as, like, I don't know. I don't know what she meant.
I don't know either. She was the one that used baka a few times, though.
Yeah.
That was Anarchy. Her name is Anarchy. She was the equipment.
We normally liked Anarchy a lot.
Yeah, she was.
Because she seemed like the kind of
person. She was, like, spunky
person.
And
she seemed
fun.
Like the kind of gal that would punch you square in the dick.
Ah, she's a punk gal.
Yeah, she's a punk. And both TJ and I, we like punks.
Yeah. And dick punches. What? So the lose game.
It is
meets him in the down zone.
It's worth pointing out at this point that we have already seen the leader of the Hilos.
Oh, stupid McRacist face.
Yeah, his name is Scythe. He's played by a guy named J.R. Bourne.
He's supposed to be Hawaiian, and he's wearing like Maori face paint.
Yeah,
he's awful.
He's the whitest white guy.
It is terrible. And there's another plot point about him that I'll bring up later that is completely out of the blue and stupid.
Yeah.
But anyway.
He was also in Teen Wolf as Chris Argent.
Neat.
The show.
The MTV show?
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, did you know that Teen Wolf ran for 6 fucking years?
That's like 7 years too many.
I'd rather it ran for -1 year.
Yeah.
I want 1 year of my life.
I want Teen Wolf pulled out of people's brains.
So they're there, and the Hilos set off a car bomb.
Yeah, no, they throw a death frisbee into a car and cause it to blow up.
Yes.
Because we need to make the IRA analogy a little stronger.
A little harder.
So Dean Cain's injured.
Dean Cain is injured. Alex is completely fine.
Alex is fine because Dean Cain wakes up wrapped in plastic against a clear hospital bed in a stupid, like... trying to be artsy sci-fi set? Like, I don't know what the hell was happening.
But why was he wrapped in saran wrap?
He looks like they bagged him for dry cleaning. And
he looked like he was... Like, if he wasn't drugged up, he'd be trying to wiggle his way out of there.
Right? He's in, like, a stupid cocoon. And...
and is that a cocoon for your stupid or a cocoon that is stupid?
Both. And so Alex walks up because he's like, he's knocked out and he wakes up. He's like, I've dead and gone to heaven. All the angels look like Alex. And
she's
like,
nah, that's the drugs.
Yep, that's the drugs. And so the blah, blah, blah. And then she leaves.
Talking. Most of the movie so far has been completely exposition.
Yes.
Just non-stop.
It has this weird pacing issue where the beginning was incredibly fast paced.
Incredibly fast paced.
It was like exciting and like.
But also very much
confusing.
Like, confusing because it's just exposition.
Right. There wasn't anything like...
There's no atmospheric storytelling happening here.
Right.
Are you okay?
My shirt's riding up. Okay. And then, but then once it gets past that and into the actual plot...
Slows way down
until like the near the climax.
Where it gets tight.
Where it gets fucking epic.
It
gets fucking dope as shit.
So, like, we're awake in this hospital now. Dean Cain, who, yes, I have confirmed, is in fact in this movie.
Oh my God, you're right. That's Dean Cain.
That is in fact Dean Cain.
Wow.
He goes somewhere.
Where are we in the movie?
After the stupid cocoon.
Oh, fuck. I completely blanked on this part.
I think this is where the plot drags.
Yeah, and, like, my memory is just gone. Is this where we get more with Fix?
I think we get a little bit more with Fix here. We can probably skip a huge chunk of movie right here.
Yeah, because it was nothing really happening.
Nothing huge happens. Dean Cain gets it in his head.
Yes.
To...
Because he's been chatting it up with Alex, and they sort of rekindle that fire.
They fuck.
Yeah, well, yeah, oh, big time.
They fuck hard.
If you were to turn on a black light in his house, it would blind you.
Luminol just ruins his home.
God, every piece of textile is crusty.
What surface in his home has not seen semen? The answer may shock you.
Number three will shock you. Click here now to email us at youjerks@69centspecial.com.
And tell us your cayenne pepper recipes.
I like to put cayenne pepper next to my cayenne pepper.
I like to put cayenne pepper right in my eye.
It makes me feel pain and remind me that I'm alive sometimes.
Was that on mic that you told me about the Jimi Hendrix thing?
No. We'll keep that off mic. That's a little secret we'll tell later. But
that's how I like to have my cayenne pepper.
But only the cool people know that one. Anyway,
I'll turn this frying pan into a frying pan.
Jelly donuts.
So we get to we're fucking getting loopy.
We are. We're on the come down from cayenne pepper,
dude. We're on the come down from Future Sport.
Oh, dude, it's so fun. So fun.
Yeah, here we can probably just skip a huge chunk of movie.
Yeah. So Dean Cain gets it in his head that the best thing he could do,
yeah,
for himself
and for his
and
country,
the world, is to challenge the Pan Pacific Commonwealth.
Commonwealth. Yeah.
Come sock.
Come. Nope. Not that one.
To a game of Future Sport. For Hawaii.
Now,
first of all,
that's stupid.
Second of all, that's dope as fuck.
Right. Because I feel like I need to reiterate, that is the plot of G Gundam.
Yes. And the best part is, since this is a Future Sport match for territory, it's street rules.
Yeah, for some reason they just decide, you know,
I guess that's codified in the Future Sport Bible. I don't know.
If it's for territory,
it's street rules, bro.
There's no rules.
Just right.
Just fucking kill each other.
Outback Steakhouse.
That's where the blood sport comes in.
Oh. So he does that, and he starts assembling a team.
He doesn't start assembling the team. He assembles the team off screen.
He immediately assembles the team.
It's got...
Future Sporters assemble.
It's got Becker,
and they immediately butt heads, because Becker and...
Dean Cain
are
both
have
rivals.
Egos. They have big egos, and they're big rivals.
Right.
He also has fucking Ryan Stiles, Gary Busey.
His character's name is Mayhem.
Yes.
He's been in literally fucking nothing else of
note. He was
note.
On... The only other time we saw him was on during the World match.
Yeah, he was on...
LA, whatever.
Yeah. He's on Dean Cain's team.
Yes.
Normally. And, but he's like, Dean Cain lost us that game because his fucking cock was
fucking
swinging
idiot.
Around.
And then the coach from that team is also the coach for this team.
Mostly it's Dean Cain's team, except there's a couple people missing. There's one person from his team missing, and then one from, I think, the other
team. One from the Berlin team. Because the guy from the Berlin team, after the game, said he was like he was all for the comm.
Right.
The Pan-Pacific comb.
So technically two people from the Berlin team were on the Commonwealth team.
Which two?
Kano and Japanese guy.
Oh, Japanese guy. I forgot about that guy.
Yeah.
Right. But so they're training.
But the other person that's conspicuously missing is Jet.
Jet. Yeah, we're like, where the hell is Jet? And we find out, like, once they say, hey, we got the roster for the Pacific team.
She's on that team.
She's on that team because she's from Singapore.
And they're like, oh.
And they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, Singapore's in the Commonwealth.
And then they go to a scene where basically that team is in like a boardroom. Mm-hmm. And this fucking...
The whitest man on
Earth. Fogey-ass white guy from...
His first name is Neville.
Neville shits in buckets.
Hornball.
Hornswoggle. And he... Oh, God. The stuffiest, Englishest white dude.
And he
dude.
Was basically just like, you will win this game.
You'll win or I will kill you, basically. But Jet and a Japanese guy are there. Mm-hmm. And they're basically whispering to each other, like, this is a little
I think
barnacles.
His last name was, in fact, Akira.
His first name was Akira, yeah.
Yeah. So and we can call him Akira instead of Japanese guy.
Yeah. Tetsuo. And they're basically whispering, like, this is a load of barnacles.
Yeah.
Like,
but
this
they're
is
like,
stupid.
But they're like, yeah, but fucking Commonwealth, you know?
Yeah, I guess we have to. This is stupid, but whatever. So there's the they're like sowing the seeds
of dissent.
Dissent amongst them.
Except Kano, who's just there for blood.
Yeah, he just wants to murder people because he's a fucking mega villain.
But we get to like our classic training montage.
Yeah.
With our boys, Dean Cain and Becker.
Mm-hmm. And slowly, Dean Cain is mulling over like, I lost because my ego.
Right.
Like that whole thing's been circling around in his
brain.
And
so he's trying to like, you know what? I'm going to foster everyone else.
Mm-hmm,
I'm
mm-hmm.
going to deliberately make it so that my ego is less important.
And then, oh, while this is happening,
mm-hmm.
we find out that Fix has mm-hmm. been working
for the evil
for the evilmans, because Fix's whole thing is he doesn't want people to get hurt. So right. he found the best way was one, the evilmans, the HOA,
Hilo,
the HLO, yeah, the Hilos. They, which is. It's weird to say helos because that's a military word for a helicopter. And so the HLO, they are going to pay him a lot of money to work with him. Basically, they're trying to use him to sabotage the North
right.
American team.
Because he's close to, you know,
right.
Dean Cain.
And Fix's whole thing is he's like, he wants doesn't want anyone to get hurt. So that's a big plot point. We go and start another day of training. And they're like, where's Coach? And he's like, he's never late. The guy at the front door said he came in an hour ago. And they go to the little like practice arena.
And he's and like...
He's like, it looks like he's meditating in the middle of the field. And they're like, oh, he's just meditating.
TJ and I were both like, he's dead.
He's dead. He's fucking
he's
dead.
Dead.
He's gonna be
he's
dead.
He's dead.
I think he's dead.
Hey, you guys, he's dead.
And so they're walking up to him like, ah, Coach, you silly bitch.
Fucking,
you probably fell asleep meditating.
He drops his prayer beads.
Drops his prayer beads, slouches forward. There's a fucking robot spider on his back with two like electrodes stabbing into his spine.
Yeah.
That retract immediately, and then Mayhem
walks
with
the
tiniest little bump,
dinks him
flips
up.
Him off the back, and then like and steps on him.
Yeah, it was the spider, not the man.
No, not the man, the spider. But that was sad because Coach was pretty cool.
Coach was pretty dope.
Cooch was pretty dope.
Cooch was pretty dope.
Cooch was pretty dope.
Cooch.
Cunch was pretty... Oh, I'm not going to say that.
I yelled cunt one time on
That's
show.
Fine. That's cool. I mean, there's an Australian in this movie, so it's allowed, I guess.
That's true. There is an Australian in this movie, and he's fucking Kano.
It's fucking Kano, bro. Anyway, so... Dean Cain's basically like...
No, now I have to be the coach.
Yeah, and that's where... And in future sport, there are coach players.
Yeah.
So he's going to be a coach player, and he like...
And he gives them new like...
Plans.
New playbook.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we notice in all of these, you are not the one shooting. And he's like,
yeah, they're going to be coming after me.
Because if I'm coaching, they're going to think, oh, he put all the, you know, plays around himself.
Yeah, that. And he's like, and they already know I'm like a cocksure asshole. So they're thinking I'm going to be the one scoring all the time. So I'm just going to be a magnet for him, essentially. And then Becker's going to score. He's like, I'm going to make a record for assists.
which is a good line.
Yeah. Fast forward a little bit more because there's a little bit more stuff.
We don't get to the game for a while.
No, the game is the very end of the movie, essentially.
Instead, Alex gets kidnapped.
Alex gets kidnapped by the HLO.
And
the Dean Cain's like, oh, fuck.
We gotta get her.
This is the day of the game.
Of the game. Because they're like, you will throw the game or your girlfriend dies.
Yeah, essentially that. Your girlfriend will die. That's what I assume he sounded like, because I forgot what he sounded like. It was stupid, though.
That's pretty much how he sounded.
He
had big teeth.
He had giant teeth.
Giant, very white teeth, which stood out very much against his fake tanned skin.
Yeah. So Dean Cain goes to his team. He's like, Alex got kidnapped. Blah, blah, blah. The whole team wants to go with him.
Right. They immediately track her down because he gave her a tracking device.
Oh, because he gave her a locket earlier.
And he was like...
And he put a tracker in it because he was like, paranoid.
It's sealed shut. Please wear it until after the game.
Yes. And so she wears it, and Anarchy, their Q, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, yeah, I tracked her down super, super quick. And so they tracked her down to some fucking warehouse or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so they go there as a team, and of course...
Now, these guys are not supposed to be action heroes.
No.
They are, in fact, sports stars.
They're a bunch of sports men and women.
They're sports
folk. That's one thing that was nice. They're men and women.
Yeah, men and women. People of different gender... or.
Cultures. Yeah, it was great.
Showing up. It was great. It was actually a really multicultural ass movie.
Yeah, and it never pointed that out. It just treated it as completely how it is, which was really nice. Yeah. That's how it should
be. The only time that anyone's nationality really applied was when fucking Kano pissed off Mayhem and he was like, that fucking Australian bastard.
Yeah. But that, yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. But,
so and also the Commonwealth thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's just geography.
Yeah.
But, so they go to this warehouse, they have, like, a fight, and then Fix shows up, basically explains to Dean, like...
Betrayed you.
I've been working with what's-his-face because I didn't want anyone to get hurt, but people have been getting hurt. So,
I'm like, well...
Fuck this.
So now we've got a double cross.
There's lots of silly action gags with floating skateboards and balls.
Yeah, balls flying through the air, hitting people in the face.
One of the teammates gets shot in the shoulder, but yep. She was okay.
She's okay. She doesn't play in the game, but...
But then we get to...
oh, yeah.
They notify Shit McPickleface that they found that Dean Cain was here.
Uh-huh.
So he grabs Alex and is like, you're coming with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And they go somewhere. And she like tries to fight him a little bit.
She ends up getting like guarded by some fucking mook.
Mm-hmm.
And then she throws her one and only kick.
I know, you estimated two kicks.
Two kicks minimum.
There was only one Vanessa kick in this movie.
She did do her like, you know, the hammer arms.
Oh yeah, because she had her wrist bound.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which. Rookie mistake, binding the arms in front of a person.
Yeah.
You got to bind them behind.
Right.
Because then they have to do the whole like...
The hip. Yeah.
You know the hip.
The jump through the thing. Yeah.
You know the hip.
I know the hip. The Dr. Hip.
He's hepped before.
I've hepped before. So they...
So she kicks that guy's ass, frees herself, and then sneaks away.
Yes. And then he finds her.
Yeah.
And so she attacks him and he like zooms away. And we're like... What the fuck? And she starts like swinging, and we're like, "What the fuck is happening?"
And he's doing like this whole,
and then he like hits her, and then he's gone. And we're like, "Okay, maybe he's just tricky."
And then we see a fucking like tube,
and then looks over, and there's like a tube with a radioactive symbol on it, or a biohazard symbol,
a goo man.
It's
in
got
it.
Like it's got like a human adult sized like fetus looking thing. And we're like, "What the fuck?" And hey, then he pops up again and hits her.
Hey, what the fuck is that movie?
Yeah, and then it just. Never talked about again.
Movie!
Fucking Chekhov's biologically engineered fetus.
But apparently, it turns out that this guy, who I want to call Stryker, but is Scythe.
Scythe. Death, Scythe, Hell. It's more Gundam references.
Turns out he's biologically engineered to be faster.
Yeah, we find this out at the climax of the movie.
Yeah.
That he's a biologically engineered human with super reflexes.
Yeah.
That is defeated... By Dean Cain throwing a ball at his head.
Which
you were looking at your phone at this point.
I was.
But basically, Fix was like sneaking around looking because he grabbed, because Stupid McBad Tattoo grabs Alex and has a gun to her head. He's like, you're an idiot and I'm going to kill her and whatever. And he's been beating on Dean Cain's back this whole time because there was a plot point that Dean Cain has a bad back. Because at one point they're like, Dean Cain, you need to go get surgery for your back and skip this game. Otherwise, we'll fucking murder people.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, no, I'm not going to do that because I'm Dean goddamn Cain. And, Ramsey. Pharaoh Ramsey.
Wait, you keep saying Dean Cain. Was Dean Cain...
Oh, God. Have I been saying the... Nope. Dean Cain is, in fact, in this movie.
Dean
Cain's in this movie. Okay.
False alarm, everybody.
We're good. That is, in fact, Dean Cain.
Whew.
And... Where was I? Oh, yeah. So he has gun to Alex's head.
Right.
Is... spouting all the villain babble.
I am the villain.
And meanwhile, Dean Cain is like on his back on the ground, like bleeding from the mouth, like pain, and Fix is in the background, like with a gun, like ready to basically pop stupid McBag tattoo on his head, but he can't get a good angle, and he puts away the gun because he also doesn't like hurting people. And he sees a ball. And he's
a
like,
sports ball.
He sees a future sport ball. And he's like, all right. And then Dean Cain catches sight of him. And he starts laughing. And Bad McVillain Man is like, what are you laughing? And Fix slowly rolls the ball to Dean Cain silently. And then Dean Cain picks it up and whacks him in the face and like knocks him the hell out. Or kills him, I assume. I don't know.
Probably kills him.
I hope so. And then there's a really odd scene. Or it's not odd. There's an odd sequence where, like, Alex falls on Trey.
Yeah, and then they start making
out because they're like, oh my god, we're safe. And Wesley Snipes is like, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Get it, man.
And then he's like,
all right, that's enough.
That's an...
and makes himself known.
Come on.
Yeah.
We don't have time for this.
Yeah, yeah. It was weird. But so they have to rush back to the arena. Because it's like an hour before the game starts.
They got to get there. Announcer Man, who we forgot to mention, is
holographic Announcer Man.
Is like the second best character in the movie.
He just, apparently Future Sport, holographic Announcer Man just pops up.
Yeah.
Like materializes like, I'm going to announce the game now. That was a great hit. And stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. He was actually kind of instrumental for understanding what the fuck was happening.
100%. Without guy that looks like Ash from Evil Dead Announcer Man.
He didn't even look that much like... Bruce Campbell.
Just a little bit. He was,
not even that much.
He was a little bit.
He looked more like Nathan Fillion.
Okay.
We can agree to disagree on that one.
Yeah, we can agree to disagree about a holographic sports ball announcer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's really a petty argument to have.
And so they get back. They execute the plan.
They're playing.
They're playing. Oh, yeah, they start playing, and the Australian dude beats the ever-loving shit out of people. And, like, first thing that happens is ball shoots out of the middle of the court.
And he fucking decks
him. And he's, like, straight under the armor in the back with his pipe stick.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, that's an illegal hit. And it's like, and street rules.
And TJ and I were like, is there no fucking ref?
There's no fucking foul? What the hell's happening? And he's like, street rules for territory. And we're like, well, all right, I guess.
Okay, whatever.
And so... once this happens a couple times,
Mayhem,
the NA team is like, all right, let's start playing dirty.
All right, bitch.
And then Mayhem gets hit.
Right. Mayhem does a lot of clocking.
Yeah, because he's an enforcer, essentially.
Right. He gets knocked down.
Australian dude puts the pole under his knee and steps on his shin and shatters his fucking leg.
Just cracks it wide open
like
a fucking crab leg.
God, it was awful. It's a bitch. I'll kill you. I'll kill that son of a bitch. Like they're dragging
him. Cocksucker.
Yeah, I call him a cocksucker multiple times. Long story short, though,
I think Mayhem is the source of the R rating.
Probably he cursed a lot.
Yeah,
he was a curse man. But he's a sweary boy.
But then they're like, who are we gonna replace him with? We don't got anybody. Out comes motherfucking Fix.
He's gonna play. And he's in. The first part he's in, they do the, like, the ball shoots up in
and
the
air.
And
he fucking sticks the...
And he trips the dude.
Yeah, sticks him in the leg.
And he just... Oh, it was, and he's like...
It was good.
It was fucking good. Oh, and then the guy's like, what the fuck? And
I invented street rules.
And he, like, dodges a punch and smacks the dude across the face with his pole. And he's just bleeding profusely from his face. He's like, I invented the rules. Oh, do you want to play street rules? I invented the rules.
Which was fun. Naturally, North America wins.
North America wins.
It's a victory.
Because it was a mirror scene to the end of the world champion or the championship game. Because at the end of the world championship game, it's like 10 seconds. The game is tied.
Right.
And there's a scene where Jet's like, I'm open. And Pharaoh has the ball and he's like, he sees Jet and then he's like, nah, I'm going to get the score. And he gets blocked.
Yeah.
Where this one, he has the ball, and he's in pain because the whole team's been beaten on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And Becker is like, mm-hmm. I'm open. And he looks at Becker, and he looks at the goal, and he passes it to Becker, and Becker fucking dunks it. Mm-hmm. That's 3 points in sports, in future sport, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And they win. And Hawaii stays with North America. It's a victory
for colonial imperialism.
Hooray!
Hooray!
And then Alec. Oh, and then
we keep our ill-gotten gains.
Yeah,
yay!
They're all celebrating. Yay! We see Jet basically tell the fuck off to old British dude.
Yeah, she's like.
She's like,
yo, I'm more popular than you will ever be.
I'm a fucking hero. Get out of my sight. Fuck you, essentially.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to play. Because right before Dean King got the ball, he blocked Jet's attempt at a score. Mm-hmm. And that's how an A team won.
Yeah.
But then Lorelai shows up and is like, ooh, that was a great game, Sailor. Or whatever.
When she appears, she has this like weird spider web, like, effect being projected on the
doesn't make
ground
sense.
Behind her.
It's weird.
And it makes it look like she has like
Yours.
Jean Grey psychic powers. Oh yeah, that was her.
Yeah,
that we were quoting.
She's
earlier.
Apparently famous because she's in a really creepy ad that just goes Yours.
And you can hear it on a fucking blimp, and I'm like, I don't like that.
I hate it.
I don't like that one
I
bit.
I don't want a low flying blimp with a creepy lady that goes Yours.
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 Eeyore. And
That's a Disney marketing.
And basically, Dean Cain tells her off because he likes Alex better.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Vanessa...
Go to hell.
Yeah, you're Lorelai. Just fake you want popularity.
You're a big jerk, you.
I give this game 10 sports balls out of 5.
I give this movie 7.5 out of 10.
It's so fun.
It's a good one.
It was a lot of fun. It was cheesy as fuck.
Cheesy
as
fuck.
You can tell it was a made-for-TV movie because there were multiple times where there were like fades to black
commercial
for a commercial
break. Which is good because that allows you and your friends to watch this movie and be like, okay, pause, beer time.
Right.
Everyone gets a new beer.
It's a great get-together-with-friends movie. Oh, it's just a blast. It's silly.
The only real problem that I have with the movie is that the very middle drags for a long time.
There's a lot of inconsequential
We really stop with the rising tension for a while.
Mm-hmm. It hits like a weird, like,
plateau.
Valley.
Yeah.
And then the rising action kicks back up again.
Right.
And I think that's hurt even more by the speed and action at which the intro takes place.
Right, because they have to get so much information across so quickly.
Yes. If they spread that out over where that middle part was and shrunk the middle, I think this would have been a lot better.
Saying that, I think if they had done that, we would have been bitching the whole time about, like, what the fuck is a future sport?
What's a future sport ball? Yeah, that's very true.
Hey, what's the deal with this guy? Yeah. Why is this guy? Why is they friends?
When's is they with the sexing?
Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, most of the exposition at the beginning of the movie doesn't fucking matter at all.
You're absolutely right.
All that matters is that Hawaii is seceding from the Union.
Yep.
Future sport exists.
Mm-hmm.
Fixed.
Dean Cain.
Dean Cain is in this film
and is popular.
And is popular. Yeah, really. You only need those four things.
Also, apparently autographs are just your thumbprint. Like, people get a card with your face on it. And
there's
then
a
you
lot
put
of,
your
like,
thumb on it.
Kind of.
Oh! You forgot to tell about the part with the technology where Hawaii guy, they're in, like, a shooting range. So they have this, like, little practice shooting range.
Yeah, yeah. The
Fix
Hilo
is talking. Yeah, Fix is talking to the leader, the Hilo.
Yeah. And Hilo is talking to his, like, second in command.
Yeah.
And she's like, what if they win?
Yeah. Yeah, they got Dean Cain on their team or whatever.
And then the
and
Hilo
so he goes
leader
over
is
to
like,
a
wait a minute, fucking Dean Cain's a...
Yeah, he goes
Shit.
Over to a table. Yeah.
goes over to a table and he's like, then we'll make sure that we win. Mm-hmm. And he holds up what is a fucking Talkboy Jr. from 1996.
Fucking A+ eyes on that one. Because it was supposed to be just like a cyber remote.
But it even has the Talkboy logo still on it.
They didn't even cover it with silver paint
I'm
going to
put
anything.
It in the show notes.
Yeah, we have a picture of it.
Fucking, I had one.
Yep.
I actually had two when
Damn.
I was a kid. I had one at my dad's and one at my mom's. I think the one at my mom's was the more deluxe version.
Like the bigger one?
No. I also had a regular Talkboy.
Oh, damn.
Because
dude.
I was spoiled all the shit.
You were filled with Talkboys.
I had too many Talkboys. I was obsessed with like the idea of recording my voice, and now things are starting to make sense.
Oh, my God. I don't get it.
What are we doing right now, TJ?
Crying.
Well, yeah. We live in America in 2019.
Sad that future sport is over and not real.
Dude.
I lied. It would suck if future sport was real.
Dude, that shit was crazy.
I know.
LA had two cities.
Think of the ratings, though. No, they were in New Orleans at the start.
At the start, but yeah, but we were in LA for most of the film.
Very true. In Dean Cain's Cyber Mansion.
And they had an undercity.
The Down Zone.
Which is the best name for an undercity, I think.
It sounds more like Meet Me in the Down Zone sounds like a really lame line.
That's a white rapper album.
Meet Me in the Down Zone?
Meaning that's my debut rap album.
It's either that or a parody Underworld in Undertale.
Like if they were like making their own game.
Yeah.
Like a character in Undertale was making their own game, and it's like, you go to the Down Zone.
Down Zone. Down Zone. That's how the music would be.
TJ, what was your favorite part?
Oh, there were so many good parts. God, when did I laugh the hardest?
We laughed hard a lot.
We laughed hard a lot. Fuck. That whole action sequence near the end was pretty hilarious.
As it gets progressively more Schumacher?
Yeah, exactly. That was great.
Which is fascinating because it starts off really fucking Schumacher.
The final future sport game was very intense. I really enjoyed that.
Good sports movie, good action movie, bad movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the action. The score was kind of silly.
Yeah.
Completely
non-memorable.
Non-memorable, but meh. I love it.
My favorite part was, I think, Kano.
Yeah. Kano was pretty great.
Oh, no. My favorite part was at one point, Fix shows up in like the Down Zone to talk to Dean Cain, and his bodyguard friend next to him has the world's smallest sunglasses.
Oh God! Right,
that's my favorite part.
Actually, no, I lied. My favorite part is realizing that this is a better Street Fighter movie than Street Fighter.
It totally is. Right? If you change like Dean Cain to be like Ken, fucking Vanessa L. Williams can go ahead and be Cammy.
Sure.
Wesley Snipes can be DJ.
Right?
He's already Jamaican.
Man.
Fucking replace Hawaii 5-0 with M. Bison.
What would Australia be?
Oh, he would probably end up being Sagat?
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay. What about Chun-Li naturally for Jet?
Yeah. The roles don't quite make sense, but neither did the roles in Street Fighter.
They'd make more sense than Street Fighter.
The movie.
Not the games.
Yeah, the only person really... Actually, you know what? Dean Cain would have to be Ryu. And Becker would have to be Ken. You know? Akira can go ahead and be Fei Long.
Sure. That's probably racist.
Probably. Oh, it's very racist. Yeah. Fei Long's Chinese and
absolutely.
Akira's Japanese.
Yeah, come on, man.
Fuck, I ran out of Japanese guys that aren't E. Honda and Ryu. Akuma?
Sakura?
That's a lady.
Akuma, yeah. Akuma Matata.
Goken, I guess.
What a wonderful phrase.
Anyway, this movie, really good. I would recommend it to friends.
Yes, recommend it with friends.
I would recommend it with friends. Would not recommend it to my enemies. I do not want them getting any ideas about the future of sport.